Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 209, In Time versus On Time. I don't like to be late. How about you? But sometimes whether I'm late or not is not in my control. You see, I take a train to work, and the trains here are usually not on time. Well, that depends on your definition of on time. According to the railroad company's published material here, an on-time train means a train that arrives or departs within about 6 minutes of the scheduled time. Can you imagine that a train that's 6 minutes late is still considered to be on time? Because of that, sometimes I get to my office just in time for work, and sometimes I'm not on time at all. It's a good thing I'm the boss of this company. When we talk about time, we can use on time, in time, or just in time. Do you know the difference between these phrases? For today's English lesson, let's look at how we can use these phrases in everyday English. First of all, when we talk about a person or a thing that is not late, we can say the person or thing is on time. Here are some examples. I'm usually on time for work. I hope the meeting starts on time. Do you think the train will come on time today? Of course, the opposite expression is late. For example, Jack was late for work.
Dale said the meeting started late this morning.
Do you think the train will come late today? Next, when we talk about a person or thing that happens with enough time, we use in time. For example, I arrived at the office in time for the meeting. It means I arrived before the meeting started, so I arrived in time.
I hope we can get to the station in time for the express train.
Even though there was traffic, I was in time for the movie. Finally, when we talk about a person or a thing that is almost late but not late, we can use just in time. Here are some examples.
I arrived at the office just in time for the meeting.
It means I was almost late for the meeting, but I wasn't late. I was just in time. We got to the station just in time for the express train. Because there was a lot of traffic, I was just in time for the movie. How about you? Do you usually arrive at school or your office on time, in time, or just in time? Feel free to leave a comment on the website. Well, that's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples here or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check out lesson 209. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.